Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This week is Thanksgiving week, and we have been discussing Thanksgiving, what it means to express thanks primarily to God. Who is God? God is to be thanked. He is our Creator, and we are His creatures, and we are all made in His image. You may know this well, but listen again to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. This is Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. That's right. All of us, men and women, we are made in the image of God. This is what God said of us. And what is to be true of every man and every woman? According to God, there are only two distinct genders. What is to be true of every man and every woman? We are to be thankful for God. We are to thank Him. We're all to be a people full of thanksgiving in our hearts and souls for who God is. He made us, He has a purpose for our lives, and He delights. He takes great joy when we acknowledge His presence and bow before Him in humble thanksgiving. As we approach Thanksgiving here in the States this week, will you join me in thanking God for who He is? The Bible even says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Listen to that. This is convicting. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Do you and I give thanks to God in everything? Well, I can tell you that I have not always done so, and I want to have a greater expression of thanks in everything. And I want you to join me now as we once again lift up our eyes of faith, to join the Apostle John in his vision of heaven recorded for us in the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4. Come along with us now, men and women made in the image of God, to this awesome chapter. And just before I read from it, let me remind you of our outline. I like to think of an outline as a useful guide. And taking Thanksgiving as our theme, I want you to understand, first, how to locate or how to place Revelation chapter 4 in the entire book of the Revelation. We talked about that already. Second, I want to identify for you who is the one sitting on the throne. The throne is very important to this scene, as we have seen and will see. And who is the one sitting on the throne? We answered that. God is. This is God's throne, the throne of the living God. Third, I want to identify for you the 24 elders. We will begin to discover their identity today. Fourth, I want to identify for you who are the four living creatures. The four living creatures have a key part to play here in the worship of God. They are the ones thanking God in verse 9 of Revelation 4, and so we must understand who these are. Who are the four living creatures? And fifth, I will make application of all of this to our lives in the here and now on earth. My intention is to make application all throughout our time together, but I'll bring all of the teaching together at the end so that you clearly understand the significant place that being thankful has in the eternal heavens. Okay, we are at the third point, asking who are these 24 elders. So let me read to you Revelation chapter 4. I'll read verses 1 through 4. If you have your Bible handy, you can follow along or read this or listen to it later on an audio Bible. Revelation 4, verses 1 through 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. Well, that is God's word to us in Revelation 4, verses 1 through 4. Who are these 24 elders? The first thing we need to know about them is that these are real human beings. And they, the 24 of them, represent a much larger group of real persons who are the Christian people Christ has redeemed from sin. These are human representatives of the true church down through the centuries and ages since Jesus Christ established his church. Are you a Christian today? If so, then you are a part of this group. And the fact that you are should fill you with unspeakable joy. You, Christ's disciple, belong to his church. That is why it is problematic, if you are physically and mentally able, to be with your fellow Christians in fellowship, but you are not. Now, I know there are good reasons, applicable and acceptable reasons, why you may not be a part of a community of believers right now. As I said, for example, if you are physically and mentally able to do so. If you are. I know our bodies and minds do not always cooperate in getting us out the door to experience Christian fellowship. I am especially aware that a fairly sizable number of people listening to Christian radio do not go to church if we think of the church as premises of some sort where other Christians meet. So please understand, I speak with you gracefully. However, by not spending quality time with other Christians, if you're able, you are missing out on a foretaste of heaven, because we will all be together there and then. And these 24 elders represent us. So despite all the difficulties you may have had with other Christians, despite the way others have mistreated you, or some of the hypocrisy you've tasted, and hypocrisy does leave a very bitter taste, doesn't it? Despite that, find a Bible teaching and living church and go there. Ask God to guide you to it. Get into a small group. Stay after the service for a coffee. Get involved. Ask to speak with the pastor and/or the leaders and ask them what they believe about God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Ask them what they believe about the Bible and about issues facing Christians and the church today. Ask good questions. Expect answers rooted in the perfect truth of the Scripture. Do not be afraid or weary of visiting several local churches. Test their doctrine, their teaching, and depend on the discernment of the Holy Spirit to keep you in one or to move you to another. I know, believe me, I know, there are a lot of bad churches around. Spiritual leaders have not been faithful to the Bible. And as a result, it's actually very difficult to just say to people, go to church. We have to emphasize what kind of church. And that is why I say, a Bible preaching, Bible teaching, Bible living, a community of believers who obey God as revealed to us in his word. They won't be perfect, but they exist. And I recommend you drive as far as it takes to be a part of that kind of church. Okay, my little point of application is ending. I did tell you I would find ways to apply what Revelation 4 teaches all along the way. My first insight into these 24 elders in Revelation 4, as they gather around the throne of God, is that they are human representatives of all the people Jesus Christ has redeemed from sin. The Christian people, down through all time since Jesus established his church in the world. I know that many of you to whom I have the honor of speaking will be represented by these elders. And I'm happy to testify that because of my faith alone, in Christ alone, because Christ has rescued and delivered me from my many sins, I too am represented by these elders. And this makes me joyful. I praise the Lord. Well, do you feel that way? Oh, I hope so, dear willing bondslave of the Christ. Tomorrow, we will pick up on these 24 elders. We know they are human representatives of Christ's church. What else can we know about them from the Bible? Well, plenty more, and we shall find out. Now, for those of you who will be traveling for Thanksgiving, getting an early start, and will be away from God Is on this radio station, do not forget the free God Is podcast. You can find it very easily by getting on the internet and going to godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. When you get to the homepage, you'll see all of the podcasts listed by date and by title. Easy to find. You can listen to them right on the website, or you can download them to your phone or other mobile device and take them with you on the road as you travel, for example, to meet with family, to gather together in Thanksgiving on Thursday. But I hope that all of you, no matter how you do it, by radio and or the podcast, will come back tomorrow and join us as we continue to look into who are these 24 elders in Revelation chapter 4, and as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.